Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is another in the continuing blog series about men versus women. This one is called Sex, Seven Differences in the Sack. I wrote ACK. I somehow forgot the S in my notes, but fortunately I recovered quickly. I think that's funny. Maybe it's better, Seven Differences in the ACK. I don't know. So I would like to issue a rare parental caution. This show may be inappropriate for kids under 10, 11, 12, though I doubt we will really cross any boundaries. So let's just say I'm giving today's show a PG-13 rating in advance of doing it. And therefore, if you are listening with your children present, please choose whether you think it's appropriate or not for them to listen. Again, I don't expect anything untoward, but I do want to prepare you. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. We're getting more and more visitors all the time. There are vlogs, links to my book, and I'm doing what I now call B-vlogs, which are book vlogs. I am recording chapters of my new book, which is called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view, and putting them up. And what's kind of fun is every time I put up a new one, there are five or six or seven sales literally that day. And that may not seem like a lot, but in the ebook world, when you're not a big name author, that is a cheery thought. It's not going to make me rich because the book is a lofty $2.99 per copy if you buy it at Amazon. There's also a free book offer, which is no longer very blatantly available on my website. But frankly, if you find it and you know what to do, I will honor it. It is also, I give it away free to all participants that want to want a copy of the Kindle version and or the PDF version by just coming to Dad Chat any Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. PT, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. on the East Coast. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're almost at 5,000 likes. I can't seem to get that last couple hundred. It's just bugging me, but that's just the way it is. You can also sign up and receive my newsletter, which is simply a weekly newsletter of what's going on. It includes the B-vlogs, the vlogs, the comic strip, the Dad Chat information, my two columns a week. I publish a parenting-related column and usually a social media-related column. Sometimes they overlap. Sometimes they're altogether different. That's the fun of being a writer and not really answering to anyone. Today we have the top three lineup that we've been having occasionally, which is Wayne Levine, who's been with us from day one for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams, who will join us for teen rap, and our now semi-regular Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the women's room. I will be indeed interested in hearing their points of view on my column about the differences that men and women bring to the bedroom. I expected a lot more blowback from women on the things I listed, and it hasn't happened yet. And I don't know if it's just that people are not reading it, but that's not probably the case because the Men versus Women blog series has consistently performed well for me. And my blog or my website gets over 20,000 unique visitors a month. We average about between 500 and 1,000 visitors a day. So plenty of people are going there. We're also growing it a lot every single month, looking to get a bigger and bigger audience, which will eventually make it pay for itself when I can get some real advertising income. Speaking of advertising, there are sponsor slots available for this show, but there are also sponsor opportunities on Dad Chat. Dad Chat is the weekly tweet chat that I host that has now become one of the biggest chats on Twitter. The whole phenomena of tweet chats is really an extension of what we all remember as chat rooms. Only tweet chats are topic-centric. In my case, it's about parenting, though we do cover more than just parent topics. I bring often great guests, and we have prizes and giveaways, and sometimes we do charity auctions. Excuse me. Tonight's Dad Chat is about an old column of mine and an idea I believe very strongly in, which is that there's no such thing as quality time. The only real thing there is with kids is quantity time. And that will be the topic tonight, Thursday. And for those listening on the weekend, you will miss the live Dad Chat, but you can always get transcripts, which are usually posted, though they won't be for the next week or two because there's a problem with the site that provides them right now. But Dad Chat is every Thursday. Please feel free to jump in. Just use the hashtag Dad Chat. That's the number sign followed by Dad Chat. And it's good to use something like Hootsuite, TweetGrid, or TweetChat, these platforms to help filter out the tweets so they only show the Dad Chat ones or whichever chat you want to follow. So that is kind of a fun thing to do. And it is a community of dads and moms. That's what makes Dad Chat, I believe, unique. The new comic out, the new Because I Said So, which is, gosh, we're nearly 70 new ones since I switched it to Because I Said So and hired the incredible Michael Voog of Voog Designs. The new one's called Coffee, Coffee, Coffee. And you guessed it, it's about coffee. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is the first in a few weeks that hasn't been me doing chapters of my book. I went for a run on the beach in Malibu, and I had my iPhone with me, and I took pictures, and I'm taking video, and I looked at it after. I said, this will be a fun, fun video, because it was so beautiful that day. I had such a good time. I don't know if I captured it in the three-minute vlog that's up there now, but it's called California Girls, and it was called California Girls because I wanted to use the song California Girls, and that has a special place in my heart, is not only one of my favorite all-time songs, but I actually made a television movie when I worked at ABC called California Girls, and used and got the actual master rights to the Beach Boys song for that movie, which was a requirement I had at the time. It's a fun story about how that movie came to be and how it turned out and how well it actually performed. Very cute, cute story, the movie itself. It starred pretty well-known actor in his time, Robbie Benson. He was the only name I think I can remember. The beautiful blonde in it was, originally we tried to get Christie Brinkley, but she never could, never did, and still can't act. So she wasn't interested or available, I don't remember which, and we were probably blessed not to find her. But finding that quintessential California girl was, ironically, quite a challenge, even though we were right there in California when I did it. So it is time, before I run out of time in this segment, to do another Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's hear what it is this week.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. My little boy is going to college. Wasn't it just yesterday that he was just a little boy? Yes, like in Fiddler on the Roof, time sure does fly once you become a parent. My firstborn is going to college in the fall. He got accepted into the one school he applied for. That is guts. My emotions are mixed. He's getting to pursue his dream, music, at the Berklee College of Music. He will have the time of his life. He will love being in Boston. He will make great friends and likely lifelong valuable contacts. And I'm very proud. I'm also going to be broke. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it's you.
How funny. I recorded that before my son began Berklee. He is home right now on winter break. And everything I said there is true. I'm going broke. It's costing a fortune. He's making great friends, and he's doing really well. He got a 3.5 average, 4 A's, 3 B's, and a C, taking 8 classes. That strikes me as quite a few for his very first semester, and I'm really, really, really proud of him. So what are the differences in the sack? What are the differences between men and women? I'm going to just give you the headlines, and we'll see if we can get into the details later. In no order, men can make love to a shoe. Okay, if that doesn't get you wondering what I want to talk about in that regard, I don't know what would. Women actually care if their sexual partner has a brain. Men often attach little emotion to a sexual encounter. Women often attach lots of emotion to a sexual encounter. If a man could get away with it with no risk of being found out and no risk of disease, he would cheat on his partner. That's the only one that seems to have gotten a little bit of a rise out of people. There's two or three more. When it's all working, men are much easier to satisfy than women. And the last is we both do better in our sexual lives when we express ourselves candidly. We are out of time for this segment. Stay tuned for the Men's Room and Wayne Levine's take on these issues after these commercials.
Bruce Allen, why?